Oh, this is it. This is for the NFC Divisional Crown. You win this, you got one more to be the champs of the NFC to go to the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. That's where we are. Every team is capable of beating each other in this game, in this weekend. All of them. All of them. Everybody is good. There's a reason that they're here. And Brady said that they want to earn the shot to play next week. How are you? I'm Rock Riley, and this is Bucs Kickoff. I've been doing this since the preseason. Oh, yeah. 24 hours before every Buccaneer kickoff, brought to you by Bill Curry Ford Tampa. What a great time to get a vehicle. What a great time to trade in your used vehicle. Now is the time. And Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, quarter of a mile north on Dale Mabry from Raymond James Stadium is the place you want to go. Sean Sullivan is the GOAT. You know how we love having Brady, and Brady is the guy? Well, Sean Sullivan is the GM. He is the GOATs of GMs anywhere in the Tampa Bay area. The family name is so strong, they've been in business for 60 years. BillCurryFord.com. Plenty of ways to get a hold of Sean Sullivan. Email him, call him, go in the showroom. Say Rock Riley said, I'm here from Joe Bucs fan to see Sean Sullivan. He'll come out, he'll talk to you. He will talk football, but he will steer you right. Is it buying? Is it leasing? Is it getting your vehicle serviced? Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford, you don't want to go anywhere else. Two things. They give a Joe Bucs fan discount and a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan. All righty, here we go. These are two damn good teams. This is a hell of a matchup. I don't think you're going to see any blowouts this weekend, and you certainly aren't going to see it, man. Or you're not going to see it today, and you ain't going to see it in this game. All right, here we go. The Buccaneers have won 8 of their last 9. The LA Rams have won 6 of their last 7. Last week, the Rams just dominated the Arizona Cardinals 34-11. Last week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just dominated the Philadelphia Eagles 31-15. Do you see how close this matchup is? Now, in week 3, everybody keeps bringing that up. I don't go too much on what opponent, what you did or didn't do to an opponent like months ago. That was week 3. But the Rams did win that game 34-24 at SoFi. In this one, the Buccaneers, the line started out at 3. I believe it's at 2.5, over under at 48. All right, the Buccaneers are led by the GOAT. No matter what's going on, the GOAT still looks good. Now, I was there on Friday watching practice, and he came running out a little early. He got over in the drills. And then we were watching. We were watching for Tristan Wirfs. Is he going to come out? What about Ryan Jensen? How does Lenny play off Lenny's hamstring look? What about Cyril Grayson? Sean Murphy Bunting is running right in front of me. He's sprinting up and down. He looks good. And then I finally glance back over, back towards the Advent Health Center, the big white building. That's where the quarterbacks were doing their thing, and they were having their quarterback competition. It's to keep things light. And all season long, I've seen this. What it is they have a cart, and that is somebody's driving the golf cart, and they have a big on top of it. It almost looks like a big inner tube, a big donut. And whoever drives that golf cart, they drive it across, and they try to hit that in the hole, get it in the hole. They try to hit the crossbar. That's always the last thing. They try to hit into a bin or over a net. They were hooting and hollering and competing, and there was some words said and yelling, and you know, it gives the backup something to compete for, because they're certainly not going to compete in the game as long as the GOAT is there and doesn't get hurt. And even Brady, I just sort of fuck really loud. I was like, oh, that's 12 down there. Look at them. So they were competing, and Brady's arm looks good. Ironically, he's got, it's on the opposite side, his shoulder, just a little bit sore. I think he mentioned that with Jim Gray on his Monday night podcast. But his arm, the stuff that he does, this isn't just, yeah, he's a freak of nature. Yeah, it's the genes, but he also, pliability and all the stuff that he does, he's like, My arm, my shoulder, my throwing shoulder feels great. feels great. So for you Buccaneer fans, just to give you a little insight like that, the GOAT looks damn good. The GOAT, NFL postseason leader in, this is in the NFL, in wins, passing yards, passing touchdowns, Super Bowl rings, he's got 7, Super Bowl MVPs, he's got 5. How about what have you done for me lately, GOAT? In the regular season, number 1 in the NFL in passing yards, number 1 in the NFL in touchdown passes, and he's got his number 1 target that is really feeling good, Mike Evans. Because you know what Mike Evans said this week? I really like to play teams that beat us. Mike Evans against the Beagles, the Eagles. 117 yards and 2 tutties. He also converted 5 first downs. He's one of those guys that says, oh, no, it's a little bit bigger because it's a playoff game. And yeah, but no, is Jalen Ramsey going to be on you? You know what? He was. He used to be. They're moving him around a little bit. Not as much. I didn't get as much man coverage. But he's always going to be double teamed, and rest assured, the Rams know where Mike Evans is going to be, but that's the situation on that side. Let me go over on the other side with Matthew Stafford. What kind of season has Matthew Stafford had? Damn good. He's 2nd in the NFL in touchdown passes. He's 3rd in the NFL in passing yards, and he is 6th in QB rating. He's loving it. I was watching his interview this week, and he just loves where he is, and anybody's loving that they're still playing. That's the main thing. There's other teams that are sitting on the couch, and they're waiting, and it's too cold around the country, and they can't play golf, and they want to be in this spot. But Matthew Stafford is in a good spot, and he's feeling good. Now, Cooper Kupp, talk about a stud. Number 1 in the NFL in catches, number 1 in the NFL in yards, number 1 in the NFL in TD catches, 2nd most catches and 2nd most receiving yards in a single season in NFL history. But what happened in the wild card game? Against the Arizona Cardinals, they did it a little bit different. They kind of bracketed coverage on him, and looking at Cooper Kupp's numbers last week, 5 catches, 61 yards. All right, who's in and who is out? Let me go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side. He's out, Rojo. You knew that was going to happen. This one hurts, and that is wide receiver Breshad Perriman. It's more than just a hip. It's kind of a torn muscle that's down there, so I was hoping that he would be a deep threat, but you know what? Hope, that doesn't mean squad. He's not playing. So it's no Rojo and no Ronald Breshad Perriman. Ryan Jensen with the ankle and Tristan Wirfs with the ankle. I was there on Friday. They came out. They walked. They were real, real far away from us. I mean, as far as you can go. A lot of times they're practicing right near us in the media. This time they were far away, and then they go behind these trees that we can't even see them. But Tristan Wirfs did not have a boot. It was wrapped. He had the white tape, and he was not limping. And Jensen looked okay. Now, go back to last week. Ryan Jensen, it looked like he was down. I mean, I got video of it. I was in the press box. I'm looking down. He slammed his hand on the ground. He was pissed. He knew. Like, players will know. It must be pretty bad. He went back in. He played the rest of the game. Tristan Wirfs, with a high ankle sprain, did go back in the game, and he tried, and he could not go at all. So it is a factor. You can be tough as nails, but if you have a high ankle sprain, you got some ligaments that are, ooh, they're raw, they're torn. And Josh Wells, who would be the replacement, he's suffering from a quad. So I got to call it like it is. It's concerning. You know, it has to be next man up. And the GOAT doesn't have many more years to go here. And you're this far into the NFC divisional playoff game, you better protect and you better open up holes. But that's easier said than done against this Rams front. I will get to that. Cyril Grayson, here's another guy that would be a deep threat for the GOAT. Cyril Grayson, he's got a hammy. He did practice some on Friday. Looked okay. He hurt that in the Carolina game, the hamstring. He was doing work with these resistant bands. They put this band heavy, big rubber band around your chest, and then you walk, and you even try to high step, and it's the resistance. And he was doing a lot of that. Lenny, playoff Lenny, has been using that. Hell, Vita Vea on Friday was using the resistant band, and he was walking backwards. So that's the deal. He's a question mark. And as far as Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs, Arian said it's going to be a game time decision. He's going to make that decision probably an hour and a half to go before kickoff. Okay. So that's the latest on that. And even if Wirfs does try to go with the balance, you know, how good is he going to be? How long is he going to be able to go? Leonard Fournette, according to Arians, looks fine. Now, he looked good to me a week ago and 2 weeks prior, and he tweaked it. And that can happen. And he's run fine. He was running fine on Friday. And then Arian says he tested it to try to go 100 full 100%, and he didn't feel it. He didn't feel a pull. That's what happened last week, and that's why. It was funny, too, because I saw ESPN's Jeff Darlington in the press box, and I said, hey, Jay, what's happening, man? What's happening? Yeah, yeah. And we talked about something. I can't remember. It was during the game. We're actually on it in the bathroom, if you want to be honest. And I don't know what else. We were talking about something that happened in the game. I said, yeah, man, I'm surprised Leonard Fournette didn't play, you know, because I saw him at practice and he looked fine. He goes, I don't know if it was a team. I think it was him. So I think, and that was, and he's pretty much locked in. So maybe playoff Lenny's like, I do feel this. But anyway, Arian says he's fine. All right, let's go over on the Los Angeles Rams side. Left tackle, starting left tackle, Andrew Whitworth, the 40-year-old who's good, he's out with the knee. Safety, Taylor Rapp, concussion, he can't go. And then starting safety, Jordan Fuller is out with the ankle. He was out last week, I believe, so he's not going. So no Whitworth, no Rapp, and no Fuller. The Rams brought in 37-year-old Eric Weddle last week. He was retired for 2 years. He was on the couch for 2 years. That is amazing to me. He came in, 19 snaps, did a nice job. Don't know how long he's going to play. And then Troy Reader was on the injury report, but Sean McVay said he is good to go and he's going to be ready to go. All righty. The one thing that I got two rock listers. How did I wait this long? 12 minutes to tell you. I got two rock listers today. One is former Buccaneer guard Jorge Diaz. He also spent a little time with the Cowboys. Good man. He runs Fleming's Steakhouse in Tampa, right off of Boy Scout Road. He's a good businessman. I went down to the restaurant. We sat down. We chewed the fat. And, boy, he breaks it down. So he's going to be very specific on this matchup. All right? That's my one rock lister. My second rock lister is ESPN's Sal Palantonio. I also spent some time talking with Jaws last game up in the press box after the game. I'll fill you in a little bit about that. And basically, we're really breaking down what happened in that game against the Eagles last week. I was right on the field after the game. Nobody else was around, and it was Sal Pal and I, and he does a nice job. He knows the Eagles inside and out. He also has covered the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a long time, does a great job. So anyway, I got Sal Pal on last week's win, and we got Jorge Diaz going to break this bad boy down. The one thing that was really noticeable to me at Raymond James Stadium, and if you were not there, was the energy in the crowd and the energy on the field by the Buccaneer players with the fast start and the defense. They were flying around to the ball. It was a beautiful thing to see. In between plays, they were dancing and move. I'm not kidding you. Jason Pierre-Paul and Shaq Barrett and of course, Devin White with all of his injury energy and Levante David being back. There's something to that. He really is the leader in that defense. And Ndamukong Suh, I mean, it was really something to see. Had not seen that. Now, can they replicate that? That's going to be the question. They jumped all over the Eagles and got out to a big lead, and the crowd is loving it. And sure, you're going to be happy. So it all depends on how the game goes. Both, all coaches will tell you that. You got a game plan. You got a script. You got a couple of game plans. And you get into the game, and then you adjust. That's basically how it goes. But it was something to see. And they gave out those flags. They had the pep rally. And Brady calls it a pep rally. What it is it's there were some cars that were in line. They do this on Friday. They did this last week, and they did it this week. They open up the gates at, I believe, is it 7 a.m. or 5 a.m.? There were some cars in line to get a goodie bag with flags, the white flags, and these flags. Was it a red flag this week? The flags and everything else in that goodie bag, 1:30 in the morning. There were some cars that were waiting at 1:30 in the morning to just go around the parking lot and then get up to the stadium, and then they give you your goodie bag. But it makes a difference. It makes a difference when the crowd, the energy, it's amazing. And that's the good thing. You know, Leftwich was asked this week, Byron Leftwich, the OC, you've got such an advantage of, you know, they've got a shorter week, the Rams. And he's like, well, it's not that much of an advantage because we didn't have an extra day. We were preparing for a couple of different teams. That's true. They didn't know who they were going to play until the Rams finished their game, and then they knew who they were going to play. But they did not have to travel. They did not have to come cross country. And they're back in their cozy confines. There is something to that. Again, when I was at practice on Friday, it's like business as usual. They are creatures of habit. People tell me, oh, baseball players are so superstitious. Well, it's the same group, the same thing, the hurdles that they throw their legs over, Lenny, a couple of the DBs, sometimes the linebackers, just to like loosen up their hips and their legs. They all do the same thing. Brady runs out the same way. The offensive line walks out. Alex Kappa turns and he does a couple of these little tiny jumping jacks. And then they were there all last year for the playoff run until they went to Green Bay. And they came back and they had the Super Bowl there. And it's the same thing now, like two home playoff games. And who knows if San Francisco knocks off Green Bay. But I'm not getting ahead of myself, but I'm just telling you that the energy and bringing it and right from the onset. Now, I asked that to Gronk this week because last week Gronk was saying the key to a fast start in the game is all week in practice when the whistle blows to start practice, be ready to go right away. Don't still be stretching. And so I said, is that the mantra this week? And he's like, yeah, that's what we try to do. At least that's what he does and everybody else does. So that's what I noticed. And I'm expecting. And the other thing, too, is Brady in the no huddle. Like, how are you going to, you know, look, this LA Rams defense and their front is so good at getting to the quarterback. And now with the situation with the Wirfs ankle and the Jensen ankle and going to mix and match a little bit, how do you counteract that? Ira Kaufman from Joe Buck's Fan asked, hey, Bruce, I think it was Bruce. Yeah, it was Arians. Gronkowski, and he's doing so good this year, Bruce, and out in the as a receiver, I know, but how do you balance bringing him in to try to help protect Brady and block? And Aaron's just like, he's too good of a pass catcher to have him in blocking all the time. So that's not an option. You know, Brady is already down receivers. You're going to need Gronk in there. You know what I'm saying? All right, why don't we go, you know what, why don't we go to my first rock listener? Let me bring him in, Jorge Diaz, man. This guy is studied. He's done post-game shows for years. He knows how to work it and do the media. He's very easy to listen to. So instead of me flapping my gums, let me bring in Jorge. Jorge, break this bad boy down for me. All right, I am with Jorge Diaz. Now, He runs Flemington's, but you know him as, oh my God, one of the most respected Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former guard, played with the Cowboys, Texas A&M, Kingsville. And I just love this time of year, and especially this weekend. I just love it. How about you, Jorge?
Well, I love it too. The atmosphere in this community is at an all-time high. We got playoff football back in Tampa, and after a great wild card victory against the Eagles, we got those dreaded Rams coming to town.
Oh, yeah. And we got Aaron Donald, and they got Von Miller, and starting with the defense. Listen, it's going to be mix and match. We're not sure how it's going to really go down with the offensive line. But to go up against those guys, look, I was thinking this, though, Jorge. Last year, Aaron Stinney, during the playoff run and in the Super Bowl, got the job done. Now, there's a lot of fans this week that are like, oh, my God, and having some offensive linemen banged up. But you still got to play the game, right?
Absolutely. You know, when I saw that on last Sunday, it instantly triggered a memory of Paul Gruber going down before we got into the playoffs and injuring his leg as well, and him not being there for the NFC Championship game against these Rams. But I will say this, you know, Wells stepped in. He did a decent job. It's going to really be the battle in this game. And, you know, they have great skill positions. Both sides have great skill positions, but the battle will be fought and won and lost in the trenches. Make no doubt about it. These two teams are very physical. If Worfs can go, that just gives us bolsters that offensive line and gives us strength and allows us to really run the ball between the tackles. But don't be surprised. You know, we use the three tight end package here in Tampa. You'll see Gronkowski, Howard, Brate. They'll be maybe doing more dirty work than normal. But, you know, Tom's going to have to get the ball out of his hands quick because they got a great pass rush. You got Von Miller. You got Aaron Donald. And they got a great secondary, too. You got Ramsey out there. So, you know, Raheem Morris knows this offense, knows this team very well. You know, he was the defense coordinator last year in Atlanta. So there's some similarity. They played each other already once. So I really see this thing is going to be a juggernaut of a game. And, you know, for the Bucs, the tempo and what they've been doing the last couple of weeks, Carolina and against the Eagles, that offense has to get off to a good start. They cannot repeat what they did earlier in the season when they went to L.A. and they wasted the first four or five possessions and got nothing out of it. You can't fall behind. If you saw, you know, earlier in the week against the Cardinals, you know, it's a different game. When you get behind 21 points and against the Eagles, it's hard to stay with the game plan and stick to what you do well. And it's very predictable, and it plays right into the hands of the Rams, what they do best. So the Bucs do have their work cut out for them offensively this week.
Boy, that is a great point, Jorge. Now, being an offensive lineman, I was watching from up in the press box. You got a great view. Keyshawn Vaughn, he had a huge hole in the beginning. And it seemed like as the game was going on, he was getting some confidence. And the offense, can you explain to us what's that like when a team, you're starting to run that football, you're opening up some holes, and it's kind of a momentum that takes place, Jorge?
Oh, no, absolutely. The running game is the great equalizer. Once you establish that and you have success with it, it keeps the defense honest, and you have to commit. And when you can have success with 7, 8, 9 guys in the box and they can't stop you, it breaks the will of the defense because they have no answer, right? And I think we saw that Monday night. The Rams did an excellent job of running the ball, and the Cardinals had no answer. They couldn't stop Akers. So for us, Vaughn has stepped in. He's done admirable. You know, it's going to be interesting to see if Ronald Jones can go, if Fournette is back. And if Fournette isn't 100%, I think they have enough confidence with Vaughn to give him the ball and be the primary back. Bernard did a great job coming out in the passing game. So I think if we know that those two work and they have confidence and Tom has confidence in them. So I think, you know, if they don't feel that those guys are 100%, they feel very good with the depth that they have.
All right, how about the Buccaneers defense? Now, Matthew Stafford didn't really throw it much at all in this game. They were running it, a lot of success, and of course he got a big lead, so that's going to help him. But they've got OBJ, and they got Cooper Kupp, and you got weapons. the Buccaneer defense came out. I'm telling you, Jorge, I've been there for every game. That was the most energy. Like, they were flying to the ball. It was a difference. I know they had Levante David back. Devin White had a good game. They were doing a good job tackling, because Arians had said that was their problem, not being able to stop the run lately. And they totally stopped the run against the Eagles. So how do you see this Buccaneer defense trying to stop this Rams offense?
I think right now, the performance we saw last week against the Eagles, they are definitely the strength. I think they're healthy as they've been all year long, so that's dangerous, right? And that matches up well for us against the Rams. I think you think about last year's playoff run and this defense really starting to get going and start to turn it up. I think they're starting to turn it up right at the right time against great opponents. To me, I think they're the healthiest part of the team that we have right now. They got those secondary players are back. Levante's back. Their defense, they got JPP. Shaq Barrett looked great on Sunday. So I think, to me, again, these guys are going to, you know, they're the key to the game. Slowing down the Rams is huge. Gives us a chance to stay in the game and stay within the game plan, keep this game close. I think the Bucs defense hopefully can come up with some big turnovers and some momentum plays that really change the outcome and really try to, you know, limit Stafford's ability to hit the big play down the field. Yet, if you saw Monday night, you know, they were doing a lot of Beckham reverses, passes, throwing down the field and looking for the big play opportunity. And they like to go for the home run. And so I think being able to discourage that with a great pass rush, with some great schemes that Todd Bowles will come up with, and those guys will really complicate things and try to give them a different look. But I think this time around, the defensive line, I think, is in a much better position than they were when they first met in the season. And I think, you know, the Rams will come in here trying to establish the run and try to hit some home runs down the field with Akers having a great game. Why would you try to get away with that? Get away from doing that. But again, this is a good run stopping defense, one of the best in the league. And I think, you know, they're up for the challenge, and hopefully they can step up and really give us a chance to win.
Now, everybody knows if you win the turnover battle, normally you will win the game. So there's that. You got to play a clean game. And the Buccaneers finally have gotten away from making stupid penalties. I don't think anybody's going to do that now at this point. Did you see the video at all of Arians going over and hitting the player? And you know, and, oh, it's viral. Oh, what is he doing? And Arians was asked, would you ever, you know, go back? No. I was trying to stop him from being an idiot, and I pulled him off the pile. We don't need to have anything stupid done right now. Where are you on that?
No, that's old school coaching. You know, for me, that's old school coaching. Those are the days where, hey, a coach would get in your face and pull you off and from doing something dumb, right? Because especially this time of year, if you watch the Dallas game and the Dallas-San Fran game, how many stupid penalties hurt Dallas yes. in an opportunity to tie that game or win it? And so this time of year, you the most disciplined teams really have a chance to be victorious more times than not. You can't play undisciplined and be talented and think that you're talented enough to overcome that. You know, every team has talent, but it's those who finally find that balance and that steady execution and play discipline and don't give up dumb plays like that really stay in the ball game and have a chance to win it. And you know, too many times you see very talented teams and you see fan bases going, why, you know, what happened? We're so, you know, why did we lose this game? And you can go down to a lot of points in the game where, hey, dumb penalties put you in bad positions. You have to punt the ball. You gave someone a first down, an offense a first down in a crucial drive that led to a touchdown. And those plays add up. And if you can eliminate those plays and stay focused and stay disciplined, you give yourself a better chance of winning and becoming successful.
Last but not least, the GOAT said on his little thing that he does to pump people up after a win, he goes, all right, you know, we got the next one here against the Rams, and it gets harder and tougher now. The teams that are left now are good. And don't you think that these things – I don't anticipate the blowouts this weekend that we saw last weekend. What do you think, Jorge?
No, I agree with you. These are the best four teams on both sides of the conference. And I think, you know, you'll see why these teams led for most of the season. And, you know, for Tampa Bay, there is still the defending world champs. There is still the greatest quarterback of all time on that field. You still have that great defense that showed up last year. Those guys are back, right? And they're playing with great energy right now. And so you did all that dirty work for this, right? To be in this moment, right? For these games that are so meaningful and impactful, because the next one is even harder, but it's one step away from the ultimate goal, right? And so that's where the Bucks want to be. And so for me, and watching this right now, you know, I really believe the Bucks have a great chance if they execute at a high level like they have been, play discipline. They can put themselves in a position to be victorious and get one step closer to the NFC Championship game.
He's Jorge Diaz. Come see him at Fleming's. Give yourself a little plug here, man. I mean, and I know most of you, even if you're not living here, you're flying into here all the way through summer. Give yourself a little plug, man, on what you got going at this fine establishment.
Rock, I can't give myself a better plug than you just did, but if you're in town and you're looking for a steak meal, we are right here and 2 miles away from the Raymond James Stadium. So come visit us when you're in the Tampa Bay area.
Hey, thanks for breaking it down. Love having you. Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you, Barack, for having me.
All right, thank you, Jorge. Fleming's, he runs a beautiful restaurant. What a good man. Thank you, Jorge. All right, let me just go flat out. All right, it's kind of like, you know, just telling it like it is. Number one, the Rams, they are not great in pass defense. They're not good on yards after the catch when they're playing defense. They are very good against the run, and they are very good at getting to the quarterback. Now, they mostly play zone. However, on Thursday, Brady was asked about that, and he said, well, they might call it a zone, but sometimes it can be like man coverage. The defensive coordinator for the LA Rams, you know him, Raheem Morris, he's going to get a head coaching gig. He has moved Jalen Ramsey around this year, inside, outs, all over the place, not just sticking on the one number one receiver. The Rams don't use press coverage, but it can pretty much be assumed, I would assume, that you would put Ramsey on Mike Evans for at least a good chunk of the game. That's what Evans is thinking. He's like, you know, in the past, it's been Ramsey on me all the time. And then the last time we played, not as much. And now looking at the film, they're doing things a little bit different. Bruce, and they don't, like I said, they don't use press coverage. Bruce Arians said when it came to their passing attack, we've got to take some deep shots. You can't just expect to go to the NFC Championship game and just dinking and dunking. You're going to have to take a couple of deep shots. And that would be Scotty Miller, and that would be Mike Evans. Because Breshad Perryman was your other deep threat, but he's out. He's out. Is Tyler Johnson your deep threat? Is Gronk your deep threat? Is Cam Brate your deep threat? So, and we'll see with this John Brown, they brought in. He does have speed. He's only been here, is it even a full week, maybe? Arian says he's got the recall. He was picking up the offense pretty good. So you might see that. And one quick thing before. Let me just tell you, this podcast, Bucks Kickoff Podcast here on Joe Bucks Fan, is always presented by Bill Curry Ford. Now is the time to get a vehicle. Now is the time to trade in your used vehicle. Oh, my God. Or you know what? You're tired of getting the runaround. You want your vehicle serviced right. You don't want to be stranded anywhere. Bill Curry Ford Tampa, Northdale Mabry Highway, quarter of a mile north of Raymond James Stadium, BillCurryFord.com. Sean Sullivan is the GM. He's trustworthy. The family name has been in business for 60 years. They give a Joe Bucks Fan discount, and they have a nationwide lifetime warranty on new and used vehicles. It's BillCurryFord.com. I know this doesn't mean anything for the game because Arians was asked about this. Now, Arians was fined $50,000 for slapping the helmet of safety Andrew Adams, and it wasn't much of a slap. He's got a torn Achilles, and he's going to turn 70 years old. But there was video, and after Scotty Miller had forced Rager, remember that, with that punt return, the muff, and he didn't call a fair catch, and Russ Cockrell was man on the spot, and he was right there, and he recovered. Arians didn't want his play, you know, because Andrew Adams was pulling opponents off the pile, and he went over and like, hit him, like, stop. I don't want to get a penalty. And he was asked this week, Arians, do you regret it? Slapping him on the helmet. And he said, nope, ain't got nothing to do with this game. So we're good. And on that note, I showed this to my son, who's 24 years old, figured, you know, new generation and all this jazz, these kids. And when I showed him, and he's like, so what went viral? That? I'm like, yeah, that. He's like, nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God. I thought it was me being an old timer that I didn't think it was bad. And maybe the new, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, it has no bearing on this game whatsoever, but it was newsworthy. All right, let me get into some stats here. You ready? Tom Brady, and I'm going to, this is not just a hype job here, even though I'm hyped up beyond repair. You got to call it like it is. Brady is, since he has become a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, is 0-2 against the Rams. 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he's been sacked 4 times. Now, the Buccaneer offense, number 1 in the NFL. The Bucs defense is 9th in the NFL. The Rams offense, 8th in the NFL. And the Rams defense, 5th in the NFL. You see how, like, when Aaron, what did Brady say? It gets harder. You know, when he does that hype video, he's like, all right, yeah, we're going back to Ray J this week, but it gets harder from here. And it does. These are teams, when you start saying these stats, like, no, you know, the teams are good. Cooper Kupp, 2 touchdown catches, week 3 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's been damn good. Cooper Kupp has been, I hate going back to the past, but you know what, man? He has been so damn good against the Bucs. In the last 3 seasons, 96 catches, 362 yards, and 3 touchdowns. All right, the Rams, like I said, the line started at 3. I believe it's around 2.5. Rams as underdogs under Sean McVay. The last 5 years, they've only, in 5 years, they've only been underdogs 17 times. Matthew Stafford, best quarterback in the NFL against the blitz. He's very, very good. And Todd Bowles' defense blitzes more than any NFL team. He's been able to have a lot of success with his guys bringing it. Matthew Stafford is very good against that. How about when we get in the money zone, the red zone? The Buccaneers are number 2 in touchdowns in the red zone in the NFL. And the Buccaneers are number 2 on very important third down conversions. The Buccaneers, led by Brady, are 2nd in the league on that. Versus the Rams. The Rams are 8th in the red zone and 21st on third down percentage. So again, the Buccaneers have better stats. But what's the old thing? Stats? No, you got to go by with some stats, right? But some stats can be losers. All right, I'm going to do the matchups, and then I'm going to bring on Sal Palantonio of ESPN. All right, let me get into some of these matchups. I think the key to this game is going to be the Buccaneers' offensive line, especially with the injury situation the way it is. That's going to be the key. Okay, Brady only had 1 pass, 20-plus yards, last week against the Eagles. That was a 36-yard touchdown to Mike Evans. That was a thing of beauty. Week 3, the Rams on defense, when they played the Buccaneers, they were in zone coverage. But the Buccaneers' offensive line is going up against a damn good front, led by Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, and Von Miller. And I'll get to what Sean McVay was saying about what Von Miller has brought. Same thing with Weddle coming into that building. Let's go back, Brady, when week three, when they played the Rams out in SoFi. Boy, he was throwing it all over the yard. He was 41 of 55, 432 yards. No AB. Gronk left for a bit because he was injured in that game. I don't want to see. Well, you know what? I'll take it. But who knows? But those were Brady's stats. 432 yards. All right. What's his weapons? What's he got in this game going up against this pass defense of the L.A. Rams? He's got Tyler Johnson and Scotty Miller. Evans is there. Evans is going to be clutch. All right, just throw it in his direction. He's going to go up and get it, and the GOAT knows that. I was hoping for Bashaud Perryman. It ain't happening. He ain't playing. So Scotty Miller, Tyler Johnson, get open. Evans is going to get open and Gronk is going to get open because you can take advantage of the Rams' backup secondary safeties. Okay? Now, Buccaneers trying to run the football, play off Lenny. You know what? The way I look at it now, there's no tomorrow. You don't win this game, you got to wait a year. You got to wait till next season. So if the doctors are clear and play off Lenny, then let him go. If he ends up tweaking it and you don't have him for the NFC Championship for the Bowl, if he's good to go, you got to have him going. Keyshawn Vaughn, Gio Bernard, they did a nice job last week. This is going to be a tougher challenge than the Eagles, but you know what? 97 yards, 30 carries, 2 touchdowns. Gio Bernard, he caught 5 passes, 37 yards. Not a bad day. Vaughn also converted 5 first downs. So you know what? Keyshawn Vaughn, you got your shot. You're going to get your shot again. Same thing, Gio Bernard. They brought you in here. It's time. It is time. Buck safety Mike Edwards. I think he wants a little revenge. Did you remember what happened in week 3 against the Rams? Do you remember when he blew his coverage on that 75-yard touchdown? You remember that? He remembers that. Now, the Rams on the other side, Odell Beckham Jr., he's done a great job. He has done a great job. And, of course, how do you stop Cooper Kupp? Like I told you, the Arizona Cardinals stopped this incredible talent last week, holding Kupp to just 61 yards and a touchdown. They bracketed their coverage. Whatever they were doing, it worked. But OBJ and Von Miller have been the two additions that the Rams have brought in here, and that's what's different about them since the Bucs played them early on. Von Miller against the Cardinals, 1 sack, 3 tackles. And Odell Beckham Jr., oh, man, he's getting hot. 6 touchdowns in 9 games since joining the Rams. Did you see what Odell Beckham Jr. said? He got drug tested right after the game. He's like, look at this. Because I balled out and I played real good, so they're drug testing me. Go ahead, fine. I'm fine. I'm clean. I'll take my pee. I'm good. So those are just like some of the matchups. It's going to come down to, you know, the offensive line of the box. It always does and eventually come down to the trenches. Usually always does. All right, let me bring in my second rock lister. He is Sal Palantonio, ESPN. He's been covering the NFL for so long, very smart, great guy, knows the Buccaneers. You know he knows the Eagles. This was on the field after this Buccaneer domination of the Eagles. I wanted to get his take, all right? Here we go. Throw us some knowledge, Sal Pal. All right, Sal, you know the Eagles and you know the Buccaneers. Did you expect, though, them to be out to a 31-0 lead?
Of course not. I mean, I think that Todd Bowles, at the beginning of the game, called a great defense. Run blitzes, 10 men at the line of scrimmage, single high safety. They attacked Miles Sanders and the running game with Jordan Whitehead with their linebackers. It was a great design of a defensive game plan that took the Eagles out of their run rhythm early, challenged Jalen Hurts to throw the ball, and they weren't able to do that.
Brady with Tyler Johnson, even some of these other names that might not be household names, still spreads it around. Yeah, Mike Evans was his guy. He still has Gronk. But again, he hits the open man. I'm assuming that doesn't surprise you.
No, obviously not. I mean, you know, Tom Brady has had interchangeable parts his entire career in New England and now here in Tampa. You know, we worry about the health of Tristan Wirfs, of course. Brady was sacked in this game four times. If I had told you before the game that Brady would have been sacked four times and the Eagles would still get, you know, outperform 31-15, you'd have said, Sal, come on, right? You'd have said, come on. So they'll have to fix a little bit of that. They had pass protection issues in this game. Once Wirfs went out and Jensen got hurt, we don't know the extent of Jensen's injury. And Jensen's really the heart and soul of that offensive line. And I think Brady relies on him a lot for pass protection, fixes at the line of scrimmage. He's a smart player. He's a super tough player. I mean, to me, Jensen's obviously a Pro Bowl player. And so is Wirfs. So with those two injuries going forward, you worry about pass protection with Tom Brady. He is 44 years old, after all, and they do rely on their passing game quite a bit, maybe over-reliant perhaps a little bit. So we'll have to see who they play next week in the divisional round.
Last one, running. Now, Keyshawn Vaughn, okay, he got it going a little bit, but still, without a Leonard Fournette, could they advance to the Super Bowl with Brady just spreading it all around the field and not really having a running attack, Sal?
One word answer? Yes.
Thank you. So again, that was right after that game at Raymond James Stadium last Sunday, and we don't know about Tristan Wirfs. You know what, Tristan? We still don't know. We still really, really don't know and won't know right up until game time. Now, remember last year in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes was lost without his tackles. But Mahomes is not Brady. He did a good job running around. He even had an injury to his foot. I think it was his foot. Do you remember that? So, I don't know. Can you take anything from that? Again, I am not betting against Brady. Just, oh my God. Did you hear what he said this week when he was like, we only have three more games. That's it. You know, this one, NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. We've got to earn it. I told Nelson Luis is the public relations director. I told Nelson, I don't want to do anything extra this week. It's just football. Like I've told you, Giselle, his wife, the kids, they leave. They leave the house the night before a game. So that's even in regular season. I wonder if they were even around for the last couple of days. This guy just studies and focuses. He knows he's towards the end here. They've gotten this far. And he said, this is not the time to go to the movie theaters, like taking your family out. Like he is locked in and has to be. So there you go on that. All right. I got a little bit of... And what did I glean? What did I take from the sound? This is my my segment of sound. From the players and coaches flapping their gums, answering questions on Zoom this week. Brady on the Rams. Now, he does not give any bulletin board material. I told you last week, he reminds me of Derek Jeter. He's opened up a little bit more. He busted. How about when he caught that pass? Oh, man, I saw that beautifully from the press box. He caught a pass from the Eagles. It was Jalen Hurts had thrown it way out of bounds. And Brady, it wasn't like he was down, like looking down. And he just looks up, and all of a sudden, here's Brady. Boom, 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 and he caught it. And then he immediately fired it into the stands behind him. It was a good throw. It was a good 40-yard, 50-yard throw, too. I'm telling you, his arm and shoulder. And, the old school, it used to be when a quarterback is going to warm up, you don't want him to, like, bust a finger or sprain a finger or a thumb or, you know, someone else catch it and then gently toss it to the quarterback. Here's Brady. That was a bomb by Jalen Hurts. And he goes right out there and catches it. And then he fired it into the stands, and the place went ballistic. And he put that on social media. Hey, Eagles, I finally caught a pass. Because in the Super Bowl, remember that? Against the Eagles, he went off of his fingertips. But what did Brady say on the Rams? And this is quickly, and we're gonna wrap it up on this. Tough matchup. Yeah, you look at it. They make all its own. A lot of times it plays like a man. He said, as far as the Rams, they pass rush well. They cover in the secondary. They get a lot of turnovers. They sack the quarterback. They strip sack. They got a lot of great players. Jalen Ramsey is one of the great players in the league. You have no plays that you can take off. Do more. This one I actually starred here because it stuck with me. He was asked, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to tweak anything? And what about changing up things? And blah, blah, blah. He said, do more of what got you here. Simple, isn't it? What got you here? Then do more of that. Try to eliminate all the distractions. And then he went on to that thing. Don't go to the movie theaters. Don't do anything. It's all about football. And then at the end, he said, we just have to hope that the end of the year isn't Sunday night. We have to earn it. You got to win and move on. That is the GOAT this week. Shaq Barrett. What happened last time you played the Rams? What do you guys on D got to do this time against Stafford and the Rams? And Cam Akers, by the way, and their running attack, and Sony Michel. And he said having a relentless pass rush, getting pressure on Stafford. In week two, we didn't pressure Stafford enough. Once we stop the run, they fall back on that passing, the underneath stuff. It just throws them off their game. We got to have relentless pass rush on Matthew Stafford. Mike Evans, what about the Rams? D, you know what he said? They talk a lot of trash. And I always like to play a team that beat us. Ramsey used to follow me around, but again, they're switching it up a little bit. So that's Mike Evans. But he wants to play a team that beat them. Byron Leftwich. You had an extra day of preparation? He says, no, we did not. We were preparing for multiple teams. We didn't have to travel, so that was good. A lot of good things about Tom, da, da, da. Really didn't say too much. Arians, what's the difference? This is for Coach Bruce Arians. What's the difference with this Rams team here now that's at Raymond James Stadium compared to months ago when you played them in L.A.? He said they're running it more. Defensively, they're playing as good as anybody. Antoine Winfield of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What's that Rams offense bringing? What are you seeing? He says the Rams have a lot of weapons. And I'm telling you what, Odell Beckham Jr., oh, my God. That leads me into this. And then I'm going to wrap this up. Sean McVay. He said, you know, all the things that Brady does. And one thing that did stick out to me, he's like, you know, yes, he knows defenses and he hits the open man. But he also said he's very good in the pocket of eluding the rush. And he does it quickly. It's not like he has to run. You know, some quarterbacks, the pocket's breaking down. They're looking, even if they're not going to run past the yard marker, they're going to try to run to get out of the pocket. Brady's able to just move like a real shuffle, boom. He avoids it. And he said that's what Brady is so good at. He was asked about, first he was at, this is Sean McVay. You know, Sean, you've got a reputation where some players that have drama in other places, i.e. Odell Beckham Jr., without saying the name, they don't seem to have it here when they come to the Rams. Why is that? And McVay was pretty good. He goes, well, he goes, might be just being here, like in Southern California. It's kind of nice. And he said, usually these guys, when they come in, and then later he goes, I'm assuming he mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. He's like, they're smart, but do they love football? That's what I see. He starts with a new slate. Do you love football? And when you get here, we already have a culture. I know Lee from Joe Bucks Fan hates that term, the culture. But these veterans, the teammates, there's been a culture that's already in place. I've seen it in locker rooms. Hell, it really was evident back in the old day with Sapp and Brooks and Lynch. Anybody that came into that, the coaches didn't have to do squat. Those mother blankers, 99, they policed that place themselves, and they had this high standard of the defense that you got to step it up or they'll get all over your ass. And McVay said they have that with the Rams, and he said when Eric Weddle, the 37-year-old that they brought in, who was retired for 2 years. He came in and Von Miller came in. They bring this new energy, but they also bring respect into the building. And I've noticed that. Not only it's in Major League Baseball, all professional, the big sports, the teams that I've covered. When a veteran that comes in that has a resume, there is respect. It's no media crap. It's no fan-driven stuff. It's respect of what you've done in the league. Von Miller, Weddle, Odell Beckham Jr. And you know what? The Rams are winning, and they're here, and they're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers are here for the reason that they're the number two seed in the NFL, and that's why this is a damn home game. So enjoy this bad boy. I hope that I can talk to you next week before the next game. But I'm not even going to go. I don't want to jinx anything and go ahead. Let's see how this plays out. The Bucs will be ready. This will be a close game. And boy, oh boy, Tom Brady, does he run off that tunnel again? Does he run to the tunnel at Raymond James Stadium? Does he stop? Does he give his hat to a little boy that was there like he did last Sunday? And somebody else reached out, and Brady's good. He goes, nope. He pulls the hat back to you. And the crowd's going crazy. Are we going to see that again? I sure as hell hope so. Joe Bucks fan, thank you. Thank you for all of you that have listened to this Bucks Kickoff podcast. And I'm not planning on being done. I will talk to you next week before the NFC Division Championship game. Enjoy.